with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Most Americans believe U.S. military action against Iran has gone too far, and many are worried about affording gasoline, according to a new AP NORC poll. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
As the war launched by the U.S. and Israel continues in its fourth week, a survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research indicates that while President Donald Trump's approval rating is holding steady, the conflict could be swiftly turning into a major political liability for his Republican administration. While the president is deploying more warships and troops to the Middle East, about 59% of Americans say U.S. military action in Iran has been excessive. Meanwhile, 45% are extremely or very concerned about being able to afford gas in the next few months. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Travel disruptions deepened Tuesday as senators raced to salvage a proposal to end the Homeland Security shutdown by funding much of the department, including airport workers going without pay, but excluding immigration operations that have been a core to the dispute. Indiana TSA officer Taylor Desert says she hasn't received a paycheck since February 14th.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government that I would need to go to a food bank to supplement my groceries because I do work a full-time job.
The acting head of the Transportation Security Administration says air travelers are experiencing the highest airport wait times ever under her agency. A jury found both Meta and YouTube liable in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit that aimed to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services. The decision came after more than 40 hours of deliberation across 9 days and more than a month since jurors heard opening statements in the trial. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 305 points. This is SRN News. The battle over transgenderism in the federal government is going to court, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A man who is living as a woman is suing to prevent the Trump administration from barring him and others like him from women's restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Alliance Defending Freedom, a Christian legal group, has filed a front-of-the-court brief against the plaintiff, saying, quote, "Women deserve privacy, safety, and dignity when they come to work. Our laws and legal system should reflect reality, not deny it." Michael Harrington reporting.
A new poll charts the relationship between faith and education in this country. It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. Pew finds that 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. Less than a third of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's degree. This is SRN News. A tearful Savannah Guthrie pleads for the return of her missing 84-year-old mother.
In an NBC TV interview, the Today Show co-host says somebody needs to do the right thing and provide information that leads to a resolution of the case. Guthrie says she wakes up every night wondering about the terror her mother went through. The Today Show aired a portion of the interview Wednesday, says it will air more on Thursday and Friday. It is the first interview Savannah Guthrie has given since her mother went missing nearly 2 months ago. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Supreme Court has sided with Internet service provider Cox Communications in its copyright fight with record labels over illegal music downloads by Cox customers. The justices ruled unanimously Wednesday that Cox bears no liability for the copyright violations of its customers. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.